With his aid at Unra in tow, the warlord emerged from the fortress onto the pier. He sat beneath his awning, enjoying the shade. Of late, he had shunned the dog days of summer. The chainmail mask could get uncomfortably hot in constant direct sunlight. Grudel came out and joined his cat guards to watch the prisoners. Atunra went over and had a brief exchange with the score cat, returning to inform the warlord.
The otter slaves have still not spoken, master.
Rigu appeared unconcerned.
Then that is their bad fortune. Tomorrow I will use them as an example to the other slaves. Spectacles like that always keep our otters aware of their position. What's a few slave beasts to me? The hardest learned lessons are always the most effective.
The wildcat's reflections were rudely interrupted by the sounds of yowling, screeching, and clattering from within the fortress. Rigu sank his claws into the velvet-covered chair arms. He waited a while, but still the din had not subsided. From between clenched teeth, he issued an order to Atunra.
Take those guards with you. Go in there and bring those sons of mine out here to me. Drag them out here if you have to. Enough is enough. I'll put an end to all this spitting and snarling.
Flanked by cat guards, the two young cats were marched out to stand before their father. As usual, Jifra was blubbering and Pitsu scowling. Jifra began complaining tearfully to Rigu.
He said that when we go to Deep Lock, he's going to push me in so the monster can eat me. And he said that he's going to...
A growling noise that had been welling up in the warlord suddenly exploded, cutting Jifra short.
Shut up!
Jifra was totally silenced by the vehemence of his father. Slowly, Rigu Felis stood. He prowled about the pair in a circle, his voice dripping contempt.
My sons, eh? A whining coward and an impertinent bully. You are a disgrace and a shame to the name Felis. I curse the day you were spawned, both of ye.
He ceased prowling and stood facing them, eye to eye. A cold smile stole across the eyes above the half-mask.
Well, my spoilt little kittens, it all ends right here. Your growing up starts today.
Rigu called to Grudel, who was watching from a short distance.
You, there, attend me.
Grudel marched smartly up, presenting his spear in salute. The warlord appeared to ignore him, speaking instead to Atunra.
Tell me about this one.
The Pine Marten replied.
Master, he is Grudel, one of Wheelmark's score cats.